Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler, the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us tonight, as he does every night at this time, we've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics in California.
Hello.
Now, I don't know how long the game is going to be hanging in out there tonight, because we've got Ida. Thank you, boys and girls. There you go. We've got Ida coming into the Gulf right now. It's got winds of 80 miles an hour with gusts to 100. It's going to be a Category 2 and then a 3, and it could become a Category 4, 140-mile-an-hour-plus wind storm before it gets to New Orleans. This is going to be catastrophic by any stretch of the imagination.
That's exactly right, Captain. National Weather Service meteorologist Benjamin Schott said during a news conference on Friday with the Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards, he says, quote, "This will be a life-altering storm for those who aren't prepared," and went on to say, the governor actually went on to say, by nightfall tomorrow night, meaning Saturday, you
right.
need to be where you intend to be to ride out the storm. So this is a major call to get where you need to go right now.
Now let's say the pledge and get moving. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. All right, we'll talk more about Ida, but this is not a joke. This is not a drill. For you people over there in Louisiana and Mississippi and even Alabama and even the panhandle of Florida, you need to be making your preparations right now. Louisiana and Mississippi are going to be ground zero. It looks like New Orleans is going to bear the brunt of this. And I'm telling you, we all know what happened with Katrina. And ironically, this storm, Kyle, is coming ashore on the birthday, if you will, of Hurricane Katrina.
That is really heavy duty. That really is. Yeah.
Yep. Now, obviously, we need to talk about Afghanistan. That's in everybody's minds, and it's not going to go away. Now, America did do something yesterday. We did strike back last night against ISIS-K in their headquarters, and we got targeted and got the ISIS-K, they call them the planner, the guy that was planning all these things, including the attack that happened at the airport in Kabul. However, he's very low level, so it doesn't really matter.
Well, you know, the strike was successful, so that in and of itself is a good thing.
And we killed two people.
Right, right. But to some degree, Captain, though, I think especially as this has been sort of digested in some of the news media today, it's more of an idea to make it look as though President Biden's being somehow decisive on this. But the real real question remains, how do you hunt people down and make them pay after you've left Afghanistan? And also, once we now have no longer have really any eyes and ears on the ground, no Afghan partners, because, and this is terrible, they will either be already dead, killed by the Taliban, or they simply won't work with us because they don't trust us anymore.
And they're in hiding and they're not about to come out either.
That's right, exactly.
And they're probably going to head for where the Northern Alliance is up there in that province.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I want to say good morning to Sue, the dispatcher. She's saying good morning. And now a Category 4 hurricane with a lunatic puppet at the helm. Good luck. May God have mercy on our souls.
You said it, Captain. We do know that at this hour, the Biden administration has already, Biden has approved an emergency declaration for Louisiana. We're checking on Mississippi.
Well, I declared, I can hear it now. Well, I declared a state of emergency for Louisiana to help them get all their supplies. Didn't I just tell you that Louisiana and Mississippi are the two areas where ground zero could be?
Yes, of course.
All right, so Joey boy, you should have already done it.
Right.
Jeez. Politicians, when they don't know what the hell they're doing, they'll drive you up a wall. We used to run into this in the fire service, and I know Sue did as a police dispatcher too, where you'd have to argue with a damn politician because they wouldn't understand why you were asking to have a certain street closed or an emergency declared or whatever because of reasons you couldn't explain at the moment because, my God, something might explode. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly.
Jesus.
Exactly.
Anyway, these guys, they just don't get it. All right, well, we got a low-level bad guy, and that's better than not getting anybody. Now, it's the weekend, and it looks like we're going to be pulling out of Kabul over the weekend, leaving thousands of American citizens behind. They keep saying, well, it's only 1,000. No, no, no. I'm hearing 3,000. I'm hearing 5,000 from people that know a lot more about it than you and I do. And that's what I'm hearing, and that's what I'll believe. And don't let anybody tell you any differently. We're leaving a bunch of Americans in country that are hunkered down, hiding because they can't get out. Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the weekend edition. We do things a little bit differently. We got more stations on the weekend. So don't go anywhere. And Slidell, be prepared.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. That would be the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. And let me tell you something about a little bonus about Relief Factor. Now, you all know that you take it to get rid of the pain and the discomfort that you're in. But I had a headache, okay? And I didn't have any Aleve or anything like that with me, ibuprofen. And all I had was my Relief Factor. So I took an extra pack of Relief Factor, and in about 10 minutes' time, I got rid of the headache. It was gone. It didn't come back. So I'm saying, wow, I just found another use for it. But Relief Factor is part of an integrated health plan that I use every day. I take it at least twice a day. And if you take it regularly, it will help you with such things as inflammation, pain, swelling, discomfort, back, arms, legs, knees, whatever the problem is. Because of the natural ingredients in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. Now, it's 100% drug-free, and I love that part of it. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins, too. And it's good for you. It's something your body needs to have to begin with. Now, it also supports healthy joints and muscles, and it also helps the healing process along. So you try the 3-week quick start for $19.95. That's it. $19.95 gets you started with the 3-week quick start. And all you have to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's it. Very simple. And if you happen to call in at the number, you see a number on the website, which I don't know what the number is, but I was told this by somebody, you can also call in and use the same product code, Captain. And that'll get you the 1995 3-week quick start. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, again, I got a great suggestion, and I was on Mark Walters' show this afternoon, Armed America Radio Daily Defense.
Mm-hmm.
Was on for the whole hour. So if you want to hear the podcast, armedamericaradio.org, and it's there. Plus, I also put it up on Facebook for people to listen to. But we blew it right out of the freaking ballpark again today. Now, we talked a lot about Afghanistan, talked a lot about terrorism, talked a lot about the United States, the border, and the terrorists coming across the border, because we don't even know who some of these people are that run across and disappear into the dark, do we?
No, we don't.
Well, let me start with my first suggestion to help out the Taliban. So, for the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, ISIS-K, and the Haqqani group over near the Kabul airport, when the last plane is airborne and all our troops are gone and we're out of sight, and all that stuff that they've left behind, which they will be leaving some stuff behind again. They can't get it on all the planes. It's just not possible. They'll have it lined up on the runway. They'll run out there and try to pick out the truck they want or the armored vehicle they want, or maybe they'll want a helicopter or whatever. They'll run out there to grab that. So to the United States Air Force, I have a mission for you. I want you to load up 3 or 4 MOABs, and when you see those little SOBs run out onto the runway and get there by all our equipment, not only can you destroy our equipment, but you can destroy them, too. Just let her go.
Well, you know, Captain, when you talk about that, I mean, the MOABs themselves are so very powerful. That's why they're the mother of all bombs, basically. It's certainly destroying the equipment would be the logical course of action, or at least disable it so it can't be used. You have the Chinese or the Russians would love to be able to disassemble a lot of that stuff and see exactly what it looks like, how it works. But also, maybe how about this, as you mentioned about dropping the MOABs, well, that would effectively not render the airport useless, which is perhaps something they may want to consider as well.
Well, I would render the airport useless. That's a no-brainer to me.
Yeah.
Why would you want the enemy to use the airport?
Right, exactly.
For the Russians to fly in their planes?
Precisely. See, that's the thing. So I'm curious if we are going to see that. I'm sure that it's been suggested very strongly.
Yeah, I got one person that agrees with what I just said. It's Sue, the dispatcher.
All right, well.
She's going, yes, yes, yes. Okay, well, no, that's my idea. Now, the other thing is the gates, we were told again, our people were told to clear the airport and stay away from the gates because apparently there's another credible threat of suicide bombers. And after what happened to the ISIS-K planner yesterday getting blown up by one of our Reaper drones, which, oh, by the way, had to fly over airspace to get there, which is not disputed airspace, it's a commercial airspace. And because it's a full-size drone, when it flies over there, they don't know that it's not a plane doing something totally different now, do they?
Right, exactly. Exactly, yes. But America did strike back. There was a response. So at the very least, there's that. But again, we don't know exactly to what extent the president's declaration that they'd be hunting down and pay.
Now, I got to ask you a lot of questions today by people that didn't understand about this Taliban thing. They thought that it was Donald Trump that put the Taliban in charge of the security, that this was all done per the deal that he made originally. No, no, and no. This was Joe Biden's idea. His people came up with the idea, the insane idea, of putting the Taliban in charge of the U.S. security while they were there at the Kabul airport. How did that work out for us?
You know, Captain, this is going to be looked at, I think, for years and years to come as one of the absolute most bonehead maneuvers that we've ever seen. How could you possibly think that the Taliban were going to be, I mean, I'm hearing some of these military spokespeople, Pentagon spokespeople, right, talk about the idea of
our partners.
Our partners, or the Taliban, they set up a checkpoint and this kind of thing. It's kind of like, you know, the Taliban is not any kind of professional organization at all. They're the enemy.
Now, the Taliban, by the way, is actively seeking and hunting down Afghans
using United States biometric data, which they got a hold of because it's part of what was left behind.
Left behind, I believe, at Bagram, of all places. Yeah,
yeah.
Right. And so, again, I mean, this, Captain, I don't know how you even begin to get a fix on how wrong this is.
Yeah.
Because it is a kill list.
And then the Taliban said, we demand that all guns and all ammunition is turned in. We'll give you a week to do it. And if we find it and you've got a gun, we'll kill you.
Well, you know, I guess they don't want anybody to oppose them.
No, but
never.
What happens? What happens when you give up all your guns? Haven't we seen that before?
Well, sure.
What happened to the Jews?
Exactly right.
They're going to do the same damn thing here. It's going to be ethnic cleansing to the umpteenth degree. And anybody that and I keep hearing people saying, oh, they're not going to do that. They said they weren't going to do that. They're going to allow the women to go to school and have jobs and do this and that. No, they're not.
No,
they're not. You've already seen the women in the burqas.
Right. Well, it's Taliban 2.0, but it's not really. That's just a lie that they say because they're trying to manipulate the media and the rest of the world. But we know exactly what they're like. We know exactly what they're going to do. And, Captain, once again, how many days has it been? And we still haven't heard word one from some of these different activist groups here in the United States. I'm waiting for some pretty hefty condemnations, but it's kind of crickets.
Well, you haven't heard anything since the Taliban took control.
That's right.
Not a word. Not a word.
Not a word.
Now,
but we're talking about it.
Now, and of course we're going to talk about it. It's obvious. Now, when we come back from the break, which we're about ready to take, we're going to talk about a 17-year veteran, United States Marine, Lieutenant Colonel, Battalion Commander. His name is Stuart Scheller, who spoke up on behalf of his men and said that he wanted more respect for his men from the generals further up the line. I'm paraphrasing it. And by the end of the day yesterday, he had been removed from command.
That's right. He was summarily fired after he posted his talk, basically.
Yeah, and what will happen to him is the same thing that happened to the Space Force Lieutenant Colonel. They gave him a choice to take early retirement and take whatever pension that he had coming versus the full 20 years, because he's got 17 years in, so he's got three shy of a full pension. He'll get a partial pension. All right, hold that thought. Folks are coming back with more Kyle Warren, too, and the Captain's America Third Watch. And Mike Gallagher is just dying to get in here because he wants to be the star of Applesauce tonight. So we'll give him about 11 seconds worth.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
There you go. I'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Pentagon says a drone strike conducted in Afghanistan has taken out a member of the terror group that bombed the Kabul airport on Thursday. A new warning was issued from the U.S. Embassy in Kabul, saying Americans that are still in Afghanistan to not go to the airport. President Biden's national security team has warned another terror attack in Kabul is likely after 13 U.S. service members were killed on Thursday.
This is the most dangerous part of the mission. This is the retrograde period of the mission. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the military has taken maximum force protection measures at the Kabul airport, where evacuations are continuing.
In this case, they're also doing that while there is an ongoing and acute threat from ISIS-K.
The final U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan should happen this Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Mark. We tore it up today on his daytime program, the Armed American Radio Daily Defense. We tore the radio dial up, and the podcast of that is up. You can get it by going to armedamericaradio.org, or I've got it up on my Facebook pages for you to find. And I'm telling you, unbelievable. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell at MyPillow.com. Let me tell you a little secret, folks. I've been getting some great sleep, great rest, since I went to the MyPillow mattress topper and the MyPillow pillow. I used to have a little crick in the neck. Everybody wakes up with that, and your back hurts or your shoulders or this, that, and the other. I haven't had that happen since I got the MyPillow and the mattress topper. But then, just when I thought it couldn't get any better, whoa, I got the Giza sheets, and wow, it's like, I can't even describe the experience. It is so comfortable, so comfortable. And you know how they used to, like, when it gets warm at night, if you don't have the air turned on, sometimes I like to open a window and just let the wind blow through, whatnot, the breeze at night. You don't sweat up again and all that stuff. Same thing with the pillow. So there you go. So give it a try. All you got to do is go to MyPillow.com, click on the logo link that's there, the big logo that says Radio Listener Specials. You click on that, and it's going to give you about 18 to 20 different items. You're going to get insanely low prices on items. Deep discounts is the understatement of the year. You got to enter a promo code to get them. The promo code you use is Captain. Very simple. Captain. And if you want to talk to a live person, you can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Call them up. Make your order. Promo code Captain. You're in like Flynn, and away you go. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics, and you're doing the Giza sheets this week, I guess, right?
That's exactly right, and to go along with my MyPillow, you know, and yeah. Like you said, I mean, you wake up and you feel great.
Now, I want to add to the ISIS case story because somebody asked me about this. They said, Captain, didn't they empty a prison in Bagram and that's how come the ISIS K people showed out? Well, as a matter of fact, they emptied two prisons with ISIS K prisoners in them. Not one, but two. And that's, and by the way, the Taliban doesn't get along with the ISIS K folks, right? That's why you let them loose?
Yeah, exactly right. That's why you would break them out of prisons or, you know, give them, let them roam around the countryside now.
Well, they're out there doing their dirty work.
Yep. Well, exactly. I mean, they basically had the same basic fundamental structure in terms of what they think, but the ISIS-K is actually Taliban on steroids to a great degree. So, but it's all bad, no matter how you look at it.
Now, U.S. intelligence officials once again came out, and I don't know why they did this again, and said the results are still inconclusive on the COVID-19 origin, saying that China is unwilling to cooperate, and therefore they cannot determine whether or not China was responsible or not.
Well, and that's unfortunately kind of the way it'll always be, a mystery wrapped up in an enigma about where, and we'll still hear the stuff about It was the bats, Captain, that had a coronavirus. I actually saw a story about bats, where they're doing longevity research with bats, and the tagline on the end of the story was, and of course, bats can carry the coronavirus without getting sick, and that's where they think the coronavirus came from. But it's, you know.
Wonderful.
We'll never know, because that's right. The Chinese are never going to give you all of the information. They're not going to audit the lab and find out all that stuff. But we can, you know, make some pretty strong inferences based on the history that we've all lived.
And after months of not knowing who shot and killed Ashley Babbitt, the veteran that was trying to get through the window during the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol, the identity of the shooter was revealed on MSNBC, the news interview with Lester Holt, and Babbitt's widower reacted to the interview with the Capitol Police cop who killed his wife with first anger, and then he's got an attorney, so they're going after everybody as a result. But this guy's name, he was the black lieutenant that we heard described. This guy's name was Lieutenant Michael Byrd, and he, listening to him defend himself the way he did, what I heard didn't make any sense. Well, I didn't know what she was going to do, and it was going to make it worse, and I stopped the situation. It was going to be bad because she was slithering through the window, and I couldn't see her hands and this and the other. What an excuse.
Well, you know, Captain, this whole thing, it's obviously tragic. There's no doubt about it. The whole day was a terrible, terrible thing. But especially if the video reveals different aspects that don't seem to really match up with the notion that Ashley Babbitt was somehow armed and dangerous and was hell-bent on killing people or this kind of thing. Any other kind of investigation, I think they'd be looking at these things very, very closely.
Well, you know what they were trying to do. They were because she was a woman and because she was small, they were trying to push her through that window so she could get in there and open the door.
Right.
That's all they were trying to do.
Right. But again, you know, I hate to say, but if this was reversed, if this was someone who was, you know, and again, we don't support what happened in breaking into the Capitol building.
No.
But just in terms of how this would be framed, is that if this was somehow, no, Joe Biden really won the election and we're mad as, you know what, we're going to come in here and all that, it would be framed very, very differently. And that's a terrible commentary on just how divided we are politically in this country.
Okay, so let's talk a little football. Quarterback Aaron Rodgers is still with the Green Bay Packers, right?
Right, right.
He defended the unvaccinated NFL players, his teammates in particular, and said it's a personal decision. Nobody should be forcing anybody to get vaccinated.
Well, that's he's wading knee-deep or waist-deep or neck-deep into controversy at that point. There's
no
doubt about it.
And you know what happens?
What's that?
If anybody tests positive for COVID, they lose the game.
That's right. Yeah, with the new NFL rules. Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. Well, but again, see, this is another divisive issue that unfortunately in so many ways plays into the Democrat Party elite or the far left. I think they'd rather have everybody at each other's throats even so than to even have some kind of unity on vaccination. It just works better for them that way, unfortunately.
Now, I don't know where this happened, but you talk about some stupid stuff. A school was forced to fork over $1.3 million for not allowing a transgender student to use the preferred bathroom.
Well, I think we'll see more of it. This will be a landmark case in that regard. But
I wonder where it was.
I'm not exactly sure, but I've seen this kind of story, at least in the sense that that it is people are trying to bring this kind of thing to the fore. But again, I think parents especially are absolutely left out in the cold on these kinds of things. It just goes against what a lot of people just feel like is going to be an expectation when they send their kids to school.
Now, the U.S. is urging Beijing to release the Epoch Times sources that they used for their newspaper articles, detained for supplying information about COVID-19. I don't know if that'll work or not.
Well, exactly. Again, what we knew about COVID-19 even early on and what we put together just by adding up the numbers, as it were, 1 + 1 = 2, but yet somehow it's supposed to equal something else entirely, only because you have somebody trying to obfuscate the truth or say, no, wait a minute, it's the American military made COVID-19.
Yeah, and somebody just asked me about if I was going to talk about this Marine Colonel, Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller. Yes, I am. I was going to do it right now, but come to find out the article is way too long, so I'm going to do it in the first segment at the next in the next hour, and that's when I'm going to talk about it.
Right.
Because it's very interesting, and people need to hear it, how he stood up for his men.
Absolutely. Yeah, and getting back to the Epoch Times story just briefly, yes, you know, again, you know, a lot of people came out and tried to say what they saw or what they knew, and unfortunately, we haven't been able to hear from them. So again, in a world, especially in a world with COVID-19 introduced, it's changed the world completely. We're going to feel this for a very, very, very long time. You know, the world has a right to know all the information that's available so that we can make our own decisions about things.
Yeah, that's so very true. So very true, and we'll see where we go with all of that. And you are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. We're fixing to go to break. And when we come back, it'll be the first rundown on our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Yes, we are going to get into this projected path of the hurricane. And I'm telling you right now, if you're going east or west on I-10, if you're planning on going through New Orleans, you need to get out of New Orleans and go west, probably into Texas to get away from the storm, because there's going to be a lot of flooding and everything else when you come back. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine?
It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
To the captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Yes, you are. And thank you very much, Ron Edwards. And next hour, bottom of the hour, we will have a Edwards Notebook for you. Now, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. So when you guys and gals are out there on the highway, if you're not already a member of the Drivers Club, you should be. You should be. Pull into the Pilot, pull into the Flying J, use the kiosk, and join the Drivers Club, because you'll get points for the fuel that you buy, points for the food that you buy, points for the store supplies that you buy. It adds up very quickly, and all of a sudden, just like going into a Walgreens or going into a CVS, you'll have money, money that you can use. And you can use it sparingly. Now, I used mine this week. I had $40, and I used it to fill my vehicle up with gas. But I did it in a different way, because you can't technically use it for gas. I went in and bought something that I needed in the trucker store, some fuel additive and some oil additive that was in there. And I used my points, and then I got a couple of other things in there. So, there you go. That's what I did. Now, I want to read the statement here, but I'm going to do that right after we let you know that we're going to get trucking tonight, because I got this here semi lined up here, and let's see. Away we go. We're going to drag Kyle down the road.
He's found
Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go, and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like a bandit run.
We got Kyle Warren in the rocking chair. We're heading on down the highway. That's what we'll be doing in a little bit. We'll be going on down to Sarasota when we get done with the program for our event we got down there today. And, Kyle, how's it like being in a rocking chair?
It feels good.
Yeah. All right. Well, let me read this because it's mostly about Ida. Ida is expected to be an extremely dangerous major hurricane when it reaches the coast of Louisiana on Sunday. Love, this is going to be a Category 4 that will become a Category 3 once it makes contact with land. So you're going to go from 140-mile-an-hour winds to 125-mile-an-hour winds with gusts much higher than that. Now, it's a life-threatening storm with a surge along the coast of Louisiana and Mississippi. Hurricane force winds along the Louisiana coast, including metropolitan New Orleans, where it's going to do quite a bit of damage, and heavy rainfall and flooding rain from southeast Louisiana all the way to coastal Mississippi and Alabama are expected to be hit with this storm. So this is nothing to monkey around with. Kyle, you take it away. Tell us what's going on out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. Of course, out west, we are looking at, heat, excessive heat warnings. This is going to be in southern Arizona, moved a little bit more west now from Phoenix and Tucson, where we saw it earlier in the week. But as we go into the weekend, we've got excessive heat warnings in western Arizona, also all through southern California. Now, this is going to head up also through Kingman, Arizona, also to Las Vegas, Nevada. And just a little while ago, there was fog that was reported coming in towards the Santa Monica Pier in the California coast at Los Angeles. That's because you get an inversion layer going there. But we still have air quality alerts in central California. We've got haze reading, I think, in Bakersfield. Also, Sacramento, I think, is reporting some haze at this hour. Fire weather warnings, of course, continue in northern California, southern Oregon. We've also got air quality alerts coming through Denver, Fort Collins, up the I-25 corridor, up through Cheyenne, Wyoming. So be careful as you go along, also through Rock Springs, Wyoming, because you're going to have the fire weather warning there. That means low humidity and also some gusty winds when we get those fire weather alerts. So that's what's happening out west, Captain. I'm 10-10 and on the side.
All right. All righty. And I know what you mean. All right, Jelly Bean. Okay, the northern part of North Dakota now, just about across the whole part of the state there, about 50 miles in from the Canadian border, all the way from the Montana state line to the Minnesota state line, you've got dense fog up in there. Could be some dense fog working its way down towards Bismarck, too, in the central part of the state. Now, again, the northern part of Minnesota, Duluth, across about halfway across Minnesota, in about 50 miles from the Canadian border, you've got a dense fog advisory. Down in the southeastern corner of Minnesota tonight, right there on the river and on the Wisconsin line, by Eau Claire, amongst other places, you've got rain. You've got some flood warnings there, as well as in northeastern Iowa tonight, so be advised of that. And then from Madison, Wisconsin, straight east over to the lake, the west side of Lake Michigan, you've had some rain come through there with some flood warnings, as well as some heavy rain, thunderstorm warnings there, too. Now, the southeastern corner of Wisconsin tonight, we've got another fog warning in there. Holy smokes. So down towards Chicago. The heat is pretty much closed itself down to the eastern third of Missouri, to include St. Louis, and then the southern half of Illinois and the western quadrant of Kentucky. And that's where the heat's going to be, unless you're up in Michigan, and you're going to have it on about half of the state up there in Michigan, pretty much the western half of Michigan, with, again, over to the east side of Michigan. It looks like we've got an air quality alert there right now. Now, I'm going to go up to upstate New York, because in upstate New York right now, we've got rain from Buffalo all the way over to Oswego, right along the edge of the lake. And then down in the southeastern part of Pennsylvania, got some rain in there with some fog. Also in Jersey tonight, we got rain all the way down through there, intertwined with some fog. And then the mouth of the Chesapeake Bay, the same thing. But here we go, dropping on down into our hurricane. Now, as it stands right now, I'm going to read you the 2 o'clock statement that came out. It said, Ida is moving across the southeastern Gulf of Mexico, forecast to rapidly intensify before reaching the northern Gulf coast. Now, it talks about the location. It talks about the fact it was 150 miles west-northwest of Havana, Cuba, so it's out in the Gulf. It also is 560 miles southeast of New Orleans, Louisiana, which is where this storm looks like it wants to go to, Kyle.
Exactly right, yes.
Now, the maximum sustained winds at 2 a.m. were 80 miles an hour, but it was going to intensify rapidly. This will be a Category 4 by the time it gets within eyeshot of New Orleans, and that is going to be so dangerous.
It really, truly is, and that's why, again, the National Weather Service is saying this is a life-altering storm for those who are not prepared for it. So follow the directions of local authorities and get out now from where if you're going to be affected by this.
And right now the minimum central pressure is 967 millibars. It's been dropping. Last night at this time it was 1,006. And the storm surge that we're going to see is going to be intense with these big storms like this. 10 feet is not uncommon. Higher than that is not uncommon. And if it comes in on high tide, you got to add the high tide to the surge, and that's what you get. Now, when these winds get to going here, a Category 4, remember, 140 mile an hour with higher gusts. A Category 3, 125 miles an hour with higher gusts. Now, as it stands right now, the tropical force winds are out 115 miles. The hurricane force winds are out 25 miles from the center. So, I don't think it's going to stay that way, Kyle, but it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yes, very much so. And, of course, also, Captain, we know that, especially in the city of New Orleans, they have the pumps and the levees and so forth, but this storm is going to be a monster. Will overwhelm these things.
Well, they're talking about the storm surge from Morgan City to the mouth of the Mississippi River to be 10 to 15 feet.
Unbelievable.
Yep. Yep. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Kathy is going to take you to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.